This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to How My Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we can say.
Spice.
In our main episode, we were told we're allowed to be a bit more...
Is the word?
Racy.
Crazy girls.
Controversial.
What's the word boisterous? I really like it.
That's a bit like rough. Is it? Boisterous. I always thought boisterous was like someone running in the door, like... You know what I mean? This week's bonus episode, though, is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which is your one-stop destination for holiday packing this summer.
Yes.
We were both there this week.
I was there twice over the weekend. Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Loads of stuff that I really love.
Yeah.
Stuff for the holidays. That last-minute holiday shop is my favourite thing in the entire world. Packing cubes. I got deadly pink ones. Do you know what I love? The suitcase selection upstairs. In the Liffey Valley Pennies upstairs, the whole... it's a whole big, huge section of suitcases. And they have stunning ones, gorgeous colours and all. I literally had to stop myself buying them.
I remember when I worked in Pennies, we used to have, like... They all come in one suitcase, three of them.
Oh!
So you cut open the box and then you have to, like, take them out like Russian dolls.
Oh, yeah.
I used to actually love doing it. I had like a little marble one, but they're still going strong. Years later.
The marble one's in there now. And
I literally
gorgeous.
Have it. I'd say I have that about 5 years.
Like sage green and baby pink suitcases. Aww. They're fab. They have lovely stuff.
They're really, really good quality as well. And all the little new bikinis they have in.
Mm-hmm. I got lovely summer bits. Yeah, lovely. Bottles. You know what I love? They have matching like three pieces. So it's like your bikini top, bikini bottom, and like flowy trousers. Yeah, yeah.
Love.
Got a lovely blue set. Got loads of sandals.
Ooh, I love the little... They're like platform, but they're like the thing between your toe. I got some of them.
The flip-flops, like?
Yeah, but they're like a thicker one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to be more of a sandal girl, and I picked up a lovely little lemon pair and a red pair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They have the best sandals.
Flat sandals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am actually really good at packing these days as well. But I feel like the packing cubes help that.
Yeah, I have to go home and actually pack tonight.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everyone say a prayer, but...
Oh, my God, I keep forgetting you leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But... What time's your flight? 11?
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to be there, like, crack it on.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
About that, but we're both dressed in Pennies as well today.
We are. I've got a bodysuit in here.
I went comfy cash today. Forgot that bird was coming in, done up to her eyeballs.
I know. I'm kind of oopsie. But no, I'm in jeans. I'm casual. Just loads of makeup. So make sure to pop into your local Pennies store to check out all the gorgeous bits we were just on about and see what's in their store beforehand as well. Their stock finder. So anything you have heard us talk about that tickles your fancy.
Helen Kelly loves the stock finder.
The stock finder. Yeah. It's done me wonders.
She told me last weekend as if I didn't know. She's like, and did you know you can go on and you can see where it's in
You're
stock.
You're like, not listening to the bonus like, episode. Yeah.
You're not listening to the mom, no?
No, I love it. Very good. So rant of the week is where we basically want to give out about something and not be given out about it.
Yeah. I want to complain and feel heard.
Yeah.
And I just want to say it. I want to complain about minor issues and just someone else to say, do you know what? Me too.
Yeah.
That happened
or
to
like,
me.
Or like, yes, you're allowed to be sad about that.
That's
or
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from.
They're all very first world problems.
Oh, like, yeah,
extremely.
Yeah.
But we actually have Rant of the Weeks from listeners this week.
Sorry, listener rants. I'm going to read the first one because it's about driving and apparently I just rant about my driving skills all the time because I'm Schumacher. Yeah, so this is from one of the listeners. Car crash rant for you girls. So basically, I live beside a very busy Super Value and the car park is always crazy busy and there's a middle lane.
Sounds like yours.
I was just going to say, do you live beside me?
Yeah.
There's a middle lane. It's one way, so you can't drive up. You can only drive down it from the lane.
Oh, maybe it's my Super Value. There's one like that. Why are they all chaotic?
I know. Anyway, so I was on the way to a lash appointment when I was coming to a stop. Coming to a stop just at the middle lane. I seen a car driving up towards me, which he's not supposed to do. But I took no notice when the next minute the car crashes straight into the side of me.
Oh my God.
My car moved onto the opposite side of the road and conked. I honestly didn't have a clue what to do. I got out of my car and broke down and cried. He apologised saying he forgot he couldn't drive up that way and he said he was checking his phone. I'm so lucky that the lovely two workmen seen this happen and came over to me. And they took his details and took pictures of everything for me. That's lovely because I wouldn't know what to do if that happened to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No.
I'd just drive away. Yeah.
My car door was literally on top of my passenger seat from the big, huge dint from the crash. The funniest part is after all this, I remember I had to be at my lash appointment. So I jumped back into my car and drove my lash appointment. I don't even remember driving to my appointment. I was in such a state of shock. But I got my lashes done and got everything sorted, thankfully, so nobody was hurt.
Oh my
God. She got the lashes done. Nah, man.
Fuck me.
Shit,
That's so scary. Have you been in a car crash before?
I've been in, not when I've been driving, but when somebody else was driving. Yeah. Scary.
It is.
I wouldn't have. Oh, actually, I drove into the back of someone.
Yeah, so did I, actually.
I was coming out of the shops in Ballyfermot and I forgot that there was a set of lights there and I just thought that he'd gone. So I was looking one way and just drove and went straight into the back of him years ago.
Yeah, I done that year. It was when I first started driving. I had chunky docks on. I couldn't feel the brakes.
But I don't think this... I don't think... He just got out and he was like, you all right? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, come.
Oh my God, that was it.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Super Values are chaotic.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Car park. Genie, oh my
God. Thank God you're okay.
Yeah. And your lashes are
imagine
on point.
Imagine having the other side when if the door was that far in, like that's scary.
How close?
As well, it's scary how slow you can be going, how much bad can happen.
I think that, is that weird that I think that when I'm driving? Like if I'm driving down the M50 and I'm doing 100, I don't feel like I'm going that
no,
fast.
No, but imagine if you, I don't think that either, but when you're driving, if you look to the other side of the M50 and they zoom by it, think of it, that impact. Like,
true, yeah.
Like that is horrific.
God.
Okay. Second listener rant sent in after my rant in the about the man in the cafe, the loud man.
Oh yeah,
the very extreme loud man. I was like losing sleep over that. I was like, was that too mean? Like, was I like as if that man will ever know? And it says, "Hey girls, loved the pod, Charlene. I was listening to your rant of the week about the man in the coffee shop talking loudly and you leaving, and it reminded me of this. I was in England visiting a family this weekend, and we were in a charity shop. My mom left the place." Because it stank like pure sour. The stank is in capital letters. And I was looking around and a woman said to me, this place smells really off-putting. And the Irish in me was whispering, yeah, it does, doesn't it? And the next thing that happened shocked me as a polite Irish girl. She just shouted across the shop, excuse me, you need to spray something. This place stinks. It's very off-putting to the customers. And no one batted an eye. We were just like, oh, okay, thanks. In Ireland, no one would say anything just to avoid the shop. And just avoid the shop because of the smell. Are we too polite?
I think the Irish are very polite.
Because that would happen in Germany.
Would it?
Yeah, I remember I was on it and I was shocked, but then I got used to it. When I was in Germany, there was a fellow with a bike and he was like in someone's way and someone was like, oh, here, will you move that? Like, but like, he was like, oh yeah. Like, and it wasn't like that fellow was being like a bitch. It was like, that's how they talk to each other.
It's just straight to the point.
It's just move that. Whereas here, you'd be like, someone would be like, what the fuck did you say? Like, no. And it wouldn't be.
I even find like, if I go to order something like food or whatever, or I over say please and thank you. Yeah, I just think that's like the Irish. Did I tell you about when I was in London and I was ordering a coffee?
No.
I was ordering a coffee and it was when I was seeing a guy there last year or year, whenever that was. And I went into the coffee shop and I was ordering my coffee and I was saying, can I just get a little bit of caramel in that, please? Thank you. And can I get flat white, please? Almond milk, just with one pump of caramel, please. Thank you so much. And take away, yes, please. And thank you. Oh, thanks so much. And then I picked it up and I was like, thank you. Have a nice day. And I remember him looking at me like, why did you say, I think he said to me, he's like, why did you say thank you like 10 times? I was like, did I oversay it? But sometimes I don't realise.
Yeah,
I just think it's in our nature always to be like that.
To do that, yeah.
I don't think Irish are rude people.
No, definitely not.
I think sometimes.
We're just afraid to say stuff sometimes.
We don't. It's like when you, the waiter comes over in the restaurant. Do you, enjoy your meal? It's absolutely gorgeous. Thanks so much. You walked
yeah.
away.
I hate. I know. It so much.
Sick. Like, we are we just not complainers then?
I would complain.
You would.
If now.
Now it depends.
Not if something's just a bit like. Remember that weird carbonara I got in Australia? I couldn't complain about that.
Oh yeah.
It was so. It tastes like nothing. But I complain if obviously there was something raw in my face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like a big hair.
I've often taken a hair out of something and just kept being.
Yeah, depends on.
I'm really enjoying the meal.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really not. But like, if there's much else wrong with it.
Yeah.
Because I've worked in services and like, I know that I never get offended by it. It's like.
I didn't cook it.
It just happens all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the chef doesn't give a shiny shite either.
No, yeah.
So I'm like, if I'm sitting here not happy with the meal, but no think, one really cares.
I think like, even the way we'd say that would be very.
I would say it really yeah. nicely, yeah.
We never like.
Sorry, do you mind? There was this yeah. really long cube in that.
As if we did. Like, I can still eat it. Like, it's yeah, no problem. I'll still keep this. But like, I don't yeah. know. Do you think we're over polite?
I think sometimes.
I'd rather be over polite then.
Same.
Than under.
My mom, when she first came to Ireland, my nanny made her chips, I think it was, or something. My nanny's like, how are they? She's like, oh, they're just a little bit salty. And my nanny was like,
what?
Yeah, but like, my mom used to being like, really that, out straight of yeah. like,
that's just how it is.
That's not my mom being rude, that's
no,
German.
Yeah,
like,
you asked, so you're answering the
you're
question.
You're answering the question.
That's all, yeah.
Direct, very direct.
Mad.
Yeah, but she's not like that now. She's adapted to Irish cuz. No, but she, well. No, she can be a Karen sometimes.
Your mom?
When we're younger, we're like, oh, fuck's sake. Like, well, not a Karen. Not only for stuff that, like, actually yeah. you should be a Karen about. Like,
no, my dad tries to be funny with people, but only we understand his humour. And the other person wouldn't. And we're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Dad, you
yeah.
don't have to say yeah. it. Like, and he's like, what? What? Like, what yeah, you yeah. mean? Like, Dad,
and the
no.
other person is like, what?
Yeah, the person does not get you at all. Like, not at all.
Oh, God.
God love them.
Bless them. I know. But stuff that my, when my mum would complain when I was younger, that's stuff I complain about now. But it's like I'm
you
just,
are your mother.
Yeah, I just
you all, we all grow into our yeah, mothers.
I know.
We are our mothers.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mad.
So next segment we have If I Was You. This is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. So we can't sit on the fence.
Mm-mm.
We can't say maybe this, maybe that. Oh, if this. We have to tell you exactly what we would do
yep.
about a dilemma. And they're all sent into our email, which is homeydrink@goloudnow.com, which is where everything is taken in through, not through DMs. And they're always anonymous. So here's the dilemma. We have to be very strict.
Cutthroat, yeah.
Hi, Charlene and Ellie. I have a bit of a friendship dilemma and I could read you with some advice from the perspective of someone outside my friend group. I recently introduced my new boyfriend to my friends and some of them have made rude and offensive comments about him behind my back. Now that I've been made aware of this, I feel the best thing to do is confront them about it and get it all out into the open. We're all in our mid-20s and I just feel like there's no need for this shit. There's no way I can carry on being friends and pretend I don't know. My question is, how can I confront them about their comments without causing World War III? Thanks, gals. Ooh, what would I do?
So you introduced all of us to Dano and we started biting the back off him.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
That's not nice, but behind her back.
Behind her back?
Oh no, I put on gradual tan and I missed a patch.
Just colour in. You won't see.
Fuck. Is it bad?
Bilk, not at all. You only saw that there. You just have to say to them, you just have to be out straight. That you know, I wonder how she found out though.
Yeah, it was probably through a different friend. I wonder if the friend said, don't say that.
Rude and offensive comments went behind my back.
She obviously planned on saying something, but how do you say it in a manner?
Like, is this a group text situation? Is this like a text and is this face to face? We're going to pretend to know one way that she's doing
it. I would do a face to face.
You would?
Yeah. Because I feel like when you text, I'd be more power over text because.
You're waiting people, on a reply and all.
Yeah, or people like starting to screenshot to each other. Oh, what do we say back? Blah, blah, blah. Like,
true, yeah.
At least when you're in person,
you kind
of get. Yeah, a little bit of that, but you're also getting their honest, straight like answer.
True, okay.
Like straight away. So I think just being like, girls, I was told about what you were saying about, let's call him.
Jeffrey.
Damon. Oh, right. Jeffrey. I was told about what you said about Jeffrey and I was just really. I felt a little bit disappointed, like, and then see what if they say, oh, what do we say? Then tell them what you said from who you heard off and let them explain.
Yeah, that you know it's true.
Yeah. Because they might, like, come
it
back.
It could be down to jealousy. Maybe they don't have a boyfriend.
It could be.
I'm going to start biting the back off Dan.
Yeah. I don't think it will cause World War III, though.
It can't. It shouldn't. If they said it.
It like, shouldn't, yeah. And if it does, then it's them problem because you're only trying to get something off your chest that you've heard that you're well entitled to say.
Mm.
And they need to apologise to you, really.
I wonder what they said. I'm so nosy.
And if they did cause World Tree, is that the friends you want to have? I know it's not as easy as just being like, get rid of all your friends, but like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm not telling you to just dump them all.
Just be Billy Nomates.
Just
quick.
Leave. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. If they try and cause an argument with you, that's just showing how defensive they're trying to be.
Yeah.
So if they cause an argument with you, it's showing that they know they're in the wrong.
They know they're wrong.
They're trying to defend themselves, and the only way of doing that is by arguing with you. Like,
yeah.
How can you argue that if you get caught talking about someone?
I know, you can't.
How could you argue with the person who you've offended or like the person's girlfriend? What?
You just have to be like, I'm sorry.
I feel like their reaction to you calling them out will speak volumes about them.
Yeah.
And like Cher said, if is that the kind of friends you want to have around you?
Exactly. You don't. Mm.
So, face to face.
Yeah.
No text.
Yeah.
Did you come at them all bulgy and all?
No, I think just be like, girls, I feel just a bit upset.
Disappointment hurts more than
it does. It gets it across more. I feel like I'd feel more sad, like upset and sorry for
if
someone.
I disappointed them.
Yeah, because it is. It's what like they're meant to be your mates. They're meant to be happy for you, and then they're biting the back off them. So definitely do that. And like you said yourself, there's no need for this shit.
No,
you're mid-20s. Like, who has the time? So maybe it's just a thing where you need to just talk it out and get it off your chest and go from there.
Yeah,
but let us know. Give us an update.
Yeah.
Also, any updates from any dilemmas ever that we do, just send them into email because we haven't had an update since we came back. We love hearing them.
We need to hear.
But yeah, send in your dilemmas or first world problems or rants to homodrink@golearnnow.com, which is our email address. New episodes of Home or Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and then our main episodes are on Wednesdays. Thank you so much, Pennies, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Pennies.
We love you, and we will always be there for our summer essentials.
Yes.
Every single time. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you are watching or listening to this on. Mm-hmm. We also have the main episodes now on YouTube if you want to watch them.
Full video.
Thursdays at 12. And we will talk to you soon, birds.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.